from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Do you see who has come out of his hole and made comments to the Sun-Times? Darryl Van Scowen has an exclusive with Kenny Williams. The headline.
Good job by Darryl, who's had a nice relationship with Kenny through the years.
He better stay out of our business. He better stay out of White Sox business.
That is referenced here. The headline is exclusive. Ex-White Sox VP Ken Williams wants another title, open to return to baseball. I'm going to read you some of the quotes now from the piece, and you should read the entire thing on the Sun-Times website. Again, good job by Darryl Van Scowen. The lead is, Ken Williams was asked to talk about what life after baseball is like. The first quote, "Who told you I was done with baseball?" Williams told the Sun-Times by phone. Later on in the story, "To be a part of winning a championship is a very special thing. And once you have it, it kind of gnaws at you. And man, over the last few years, especially knowing the talent we had, it's an achy feeling, almost a crippling feeling to not accomplish that goal. So yeah, I'd love to be a part of one more, and then I can say goodbye." He lamented the Sox rash of, quote, odd and crippling injuries. Quote, "The end result wasn't good, and sports is an unforgiving world." Says the firing hit him hard. "I can't deny that it did, but I had conversations with Jerry that said, hey, if you feel like you need a different voice, it's not going to affect our relationship. I made that promise and I kept it. I don't comment on anything White Sox. You haven't heard me say one word about that whole scenario and the replacement in effect, and you won't, out of respect for Jerry, just Jerry." End quote. As I used to say back in the day, that's White Sox business and it's not my business anymore. If I don't get that call, then you could write about life after baseball. I don't know if it's sitting in the GM chair again, my ego doesn't need it, or serving as an advisor. Accomplishing the goal is accomplishing the goal. It's a desire to help a club in whatever capacity seems to be the best fit. I don't think I have to worry about that in terms of a future baseball job would likely be with another team. I don't think I have to worry about that because when you're relieved of your duties, that is a strong indication that you're not wanted.
Good read. Oh, man.
He said that about being bitter. He said, quote, "I would have liked to say goodbye to the people in the front office and any fans that supported us in my tenure, but it didn't unfold that way, and that's the way it goes." He apparently has had some feelers. But he completely divorced himself from baseball at the start of the year, saying, "Somebody a month into the season had to tell me what was going on, and I was like, oh, wow." He said he went cold turkey. Quote, "I just needed a break, and I needed to miss it. I needed to feel that thing. They say when something in your life happens unexpectedly, you should give it a year before making decisions. It may be a situation where the wind takes you away. Sometimes you take time off and are forgotten, or people reassess you and determine you're better than what they thought and will give you an opportunity. Or people reassess you and determine you're better than what the last guy thought and will give you an opportunity." End quote. Kenny Williams.
It's interesting. Well, you know, good for him for taking some time away. He's been locked and loaded in baseball for a long, long time, and it got very strange and very odd. I don't think he'll ever get a GM job again, but I could see him being.
I could see him higher.
As a president
A role in baseball somewhere with all the great stuff that he's done. You know, with outreach and community outreach stuff, and growing the game. Like, I think he would be just fine in a role like that.
Well, and he and Theo worked closely together on several issues with the manager's office. Yeah. And Kenny's a really good communicator with a lot of friends in the game, and a role like that in the game would make a lot of sense. But it sounds like he wants a role with the team.
Listen, I just am glad we have Kenny Williams quotes back in the universe. Offer
well,
is extended.
I'm wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
Offer is extended. I don't know that I have the authority to do this, but I will do it anyway. Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams both have open job offers to be baseball contributors on The Score and specifically the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
That's good of you. Yeah, you didn't even ask me about that. You know what? I'll let either one of them. I'll tell you right now. They can come co-host Hit and Run on a Sunday morning.
Oh, that show that you do every other week?
Yeah. At least 3 out of 4, Danny. Okay? 3 out of 4 for my 6th day of work a week, sir. While the band is doing other things and the PBP is rolling. Okay, sir?
No, you grind. You grind. Sean Sears, I'd like the stats on that if he's 3 out of 4 this year. If you don't mind. A little research project we could work on here. Do you see who has come out of his hole and made comments to the Sun-Times? Daryl Van Scowen has an exclusive with Kenny Williams. The headline...
Good job by Daryl, who's had a nice relationship with Kenny through the years.
He better stay out of our business. He better stay out of White Sox business.
That is referenced here. The headline is exclusive. Ex-White Sox VP Ken Williams wants another title, open to return to baseball. I'm going to read you some of the quotes now from the piece, and you should read the entire thing on the Sun-Times website. Again, good job by Daryl Van Scowen. The lead is, Ken Williams was asked to talk about what life after baseball is like. The first quote, "Who told you I was done with baseball?" Williams told the Sun-Times by phone. Later on in the story, to be a part of a winning a championship is a very special thing. And once you have it, it kind of gnaws at you. And man, over the last few years, especially knowing the talent we had, it's an achy feeling, almost a crippling feeling to not accomplish that goal. So yeah, I'd love to be a part of one more, and then I can say goodbye. He lamented the Sox rash of, quote, odd and crippling injuries. Quote, the end result wasn't good, and sports is an unforgiving world. Says the firing hit him hard. I can't deny that it did, but I had conversations with Jerry that said, hey, if you feel like you need a different voice, it's not going to affect our relationship. I made that promise and I kept it. I don't comment on anything White Sox. You haven't heard me say one word about that whole scenario and the replacement in effect, and you won't, out of respect for Jerry, just Jerry, end quote. As I used to say back in the day, that's White Sox business and it's not my business anymore. If I don't get that call, then you could write about life after baseball. I don't know if it's sitting in the GM chair again, my ego doesn't need it, or serving as an advisor. Accomplishing the goal is accomplishing the goal. It's a desire to help a club in whatever capacity seems to be the best fit. I don't think I have to worry about that in terms of a future baseball job would likely be with another team. I don't think I have to worry about that because when you're relieved of your duties, that is a strong indication that you're not wanted.
Good read. Oh, man.
He said that about being bitter. He said, quote, I would have liked to say goodbye to the people in the front office and any fans that supported us in my tenure, but it didn't unfold that way, and that's the way it goes. He apparently has had some feelers. But he completely divorced himself from baseball at the start of the year, saying somebody a month into the season had to tell me what was going on. And I was like, oh, wow. He said he went cold turkey. Quote, I just needed a break and I needed to miss it. I needed to feel that thing. They say when something in your life happens unexpectedly, you should give it a year before making decisions. It may be a situation where the wind takes you away. Sometimes you take time off and are forgotten, or people reassess you and determine you're better than what they thought and will give you an opportunity. Or people reassess you and determine you're better than what the last guy thought and will give you an opportunity, end quote. Kenny Williams.
It's interesting. Well, you know, good for him for taking some time away. He's been locked and loaded in baseball for a long, long time, and it got very strange and very odd. I don't think he'll ever get a GM job again, but I could see him being...
I could see him higher.
As a president
A role in baseball somewhere. With
sure.
All the great stuff that he's done, you know, with outreach and community outreach stuff, like, yep. And growing the game, Like, I think he would be just fine in a role like that.
Well, and he and Theo worked closely together on several issues with the manager's office. Yeah. And Kenny's a really good communicator with a lot of friends in the game, and a role like that in the game would make a lot of sense. But it sounds like he wants a role with the team.
Sounds like he wants a role with the team. I just am glad we have Kenny Williams quotes back in the universe. Offer is extended.
Wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
Offer is extended. I don't know that I have the authority to do this, but I will do it anyway. Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams both have open job offers to be baseball contributors on The Score and specifically the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
That's good of you. Yeah, you didn't even ask me about that. You know what? I'll let either one of them. I'll tell you right now. They can come co-host Hit and Run on a Sunday morning.
Oh, that show that you do every other week?
Yeah. At least 3 out of 4, Danny. Okay? 3 out of 4 for my 6th day of work a week, sir. While the band is doing other things and the PBP is rolling. Okay, sir?
No, you grind. You grind. Sean Sears, I'd like the stats on that if he's 3 out of 4 this year. If you don't mind. Little research project we could work on here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.